Killer Cope, SNL Cicely Strong attacks Texas heartbeat law and depressing clown abortion skit. By Alana Mastrangelo on November 7, 2021. Saturday Night Live, SNL's Cicely Strong appeared on the show as a clown named Goober to attack pro-life legislation in Texas, stating, "I know I wouldn't be a clown on TV here today if it weren't for the abortion I had. Here's my truth. I know I wouldn't be a clown on TV here today if it weren't for the abortion I had the day before my 23rd birthday," Strong's character said during a Weekend Update segment, suggesting that women are better off terminating the lives of their own unborn children so that they can go on to play the role of a clown later on in life. "Clowns have been helping each other in their pregnancies since the caves. It's going to happen, so it ought to be safe, legal, and accessible," Strong continued, using clowns as a synonym for women. "We will not go back to the alley," she added. "I mean, the last thing anyone wants is a bunch of dead clowns in a dark alley." Watch below. Strong was reacting to the recently enacted pro-life law in Texas, which bans most abortions after 6 weeks of pregnancy, when a fetal heartbeat is detected. "I had an abortion the day before my 23rd birthday," Strong's character proclaimed near the beginning of her skit. To which SNL host Colin Jost said, "It seems like you do want to talk about your abortion." "Well, actually, I really don't, but people keep bringing it up, so I gotta keep talking about freaking abortion," she replied. "But it's a rough subject, so we're gonna do fun clown stuff to make it more palatable. Hey, who wants a balloon animal?" While attempting to make a balloon animal, Strong's character continued, "I wish I didn't have to talk about this, because the abortion I had at 23 is my personal clown business. But that's all some people in this country want to discuss. Even though clown abortion was legalized in 1973 in Clown v. Wade." Goober added that one in three clowns will have a clown abortion in her lifetime. But that no one talks about it, because if you were a clown who wasn't the victim of something sad like clowncyst, they think your clown abortion wasn't a righteous clown abortion. "I mean, what the dick is that?" she asked. Strong's character went on to say that one of her favorite jokes to this day was when her abortionist asked her if I got pregnant on my way over to the clinic because I wasn't very far along. "I love that joke. It's such a good joke," she added. "Not like a funny, ha-ha joke, but like a funny, you were not an awful person and your life isn't over now joke. A honka honka." Strong is not the only woman to have recently shown her support for the systematic killing of unborn children in a bizarre attempt at comedy. On Wednesday, left-wing TBS Full Frontal host Samantha Bee compared Supreme Court Justice Amy Coney Barrett to dysentery in a pro-abortion rant. "Think of it as a modern-day Oregon Trail, where all the pioneers are pregnant, and instead of dysentery, you do have Amy Coney Barrett," Bee said, suggesting that women living in states with pro-life laws will have to flee to states like Oregon in order to successfully terminate the lives of their unborn children. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and Twitter at @armastrangelo, and on Instagram.